Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent is always with us. Boy, you talk about busy. That she is. Kathy Cacciola, good Saturday morning. How are you?
Good, JR. How are you doing today?
We're doing. You're busy.
Yes,
Probably one of your most eventful years with all a lot of changes coming up for 2025 that people need to be aware of.
Absolutely, but man, people are freaking out about it. There's so much on the airwaves. There's so much on the TV. There's people sending out mailers. There's door knockers. A lot of things that some agencies are doing that isn't cool, like knocking on your door and calling you on the phone.
That.
They're not supposed to, no. So,
and they're not supposed to call you either, are
no,
they?
No. The rules are, and this is written right into Medicare law, is that they can't knock on your door. That's unsolicited contact. Obviously, you haven't reached out to them and made an appointment. They're just knocking on your door. Secondly is unsolicited phone calls. So if they're calling you up on the phone, and I must get myself 4 or 5 of those a day. And a lot of people do. Yeah. Of just calling you on the phone and saying, do you have Medicare? Or, they just start asking you questions and they won't stop because they have a script to read.
Oh, yeah.
So they just keep reading when you tell them, no, stop. Anyway.
How many times do you say hello to Mr. Click?
Yeah. I get a little inventive sometimes and it's funny, but
I can imagine.
A little inventive.
Well, Kathy's been doing this so long and she gets these kind of calls. Oh, I'll get back at you. Don't worry about it. It'll be nice about it, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, don't freak out about it because the changes are primarily in the area of Part D, which is your prescription drug program. So here's what happened. In 2024, the maximum out of pocket was based on the retail price of the drug, and it was at $5,035. Once you reach that threshold, then you were in the donut hole.
Right.
While you were in the donut hole, you had to pay 25% of that cost. So, for example, if the retail price was $1,000, maybe you paid a copay of $47 or $45.
Right.
While you're in the donut hole, 25% of $1,000 is $250. So it was a big jump. And people, a lot of times when they went in the donut hole, were stunned when they went to the pharmacy and had to pay, $250 for something they normally got for about $40.
But didn't these people understand that their plan, and they've been on it depending, that this was going to happen to them and didn't get an idea as to what?
Well, the thing is that people live their lives and they don't pay attention to these things until they get
a surprise.
A surprise.
Yeah, boy.
So in 2025, how this is changing drastically is the calculations based on your copay now rather than the cost of the drug. So when you pay like $47 for a prescription drug, let's say it's a tier 3, that goes on your ledger at Medicare. Medicare keeps a ledger on your behalf. When that number reaches 2,000, which is the new maximum out of pocket, you do not go in the donut hole anymore because that donut hole is gone. What happens when you reach that threshold of $2,000 is that for the remainder of the year, you pay a zero copay. So when you go to the pharmacy and you pick up your prescriptions, you pay nothing for it because you've already paid that amount. Now, that amount also will include your deductible. So Medicare sets the deductible every year. And in Medicare Advantage world, where you have an all-in-one plan, many of those HMOs and PPOs will pay that for you. Many of the PPOs have instituted a deductible on the higher tiers. Not any of the HMOs haven't, I don't think.
Right.
So in 2025, that deductible is set at $590. That's the new deductible. It's set by Medicare. It's not set by the plan.
Right. That's understandable.
So that is incorporated in that $2,000. So it's pretty, and they also include what the plan pays on your behalf. So you don't actually spend $2,000 because it's also on two other calculations. Once you get there, then you don't pay anything for your drug the remainder of the year. So the plans have had to absorb that cost. And it's a big cost because if you are on, a lot of name brand drugs or even a lot of generics, it's really not cheap. So what they've had to do is adjust benefits. So you're noticing on your plan that maybe you had in 2024 that you're getting less in benefits than you had, mm-hmm. than you will have in 2025. You're going to have less benefits in most cases. Well, in all cases, I've not seen anywhere they haven't cut back some.
Right.
So if you have a plan that you're happy with, your doctors take, and your copays are low, what you're going to probably notice losing is a lot of the ancillary benefits. You're not going to lose it all, but you might get less of it. For example, over-the-counter, food cards, dental, vision, hearing, things like that. They have cut back on some. They've raised copays on some instances. But a lot of people are out there shopping because they want what they had before.
Well, unfortunately, like you said, at the outset of this thing for 2025, there's going to be some big changes, so people need to be
aware.
There's
changes because they had to shift the money.
Well, they did have to shift
from
the money.
From benefits into the drug portion. So if you have a standalone prescription drug plan, meaning you're only paying for a prescription drug plan, you know, and you are paying a pretty low premium for it, you're almost better off staying right where we are because we're all in the same boat. It's all the same boat. It's not a different plan for everyone under the prescription drug plan. It's the same. It's the same $2,000 no matter if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or if you have a standalone prescription drug plan. So the lower premium plans tend to be a better plan simply because the calculation's not going to change no matter what plan you have. There has been a couple of times I've ran the numbers, I got to say hundreds of times so far this year, where people would call or email me their drug list and I'll run it through the system, which is Medicare.gov. And in almost all cases, it's the lower cost plans that seem to be the ones that's going to fit. There are a couple of cases where they're on some prescription drugs that are only covered by certain formularies because they're paying more for their premium. And in that case, that makes sense because maybe they're on some drugs that are only in certain formularies. There's been a few, not very many, that's been covered better in the higher cost drug plans, but not very many. So I'm seeing a lot of people just keeping what they have.
Well, for in some cases, for a lot of people, it's like issues with, let's say, car insurance. Some people have 100, 300,000 for that mess or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some are just running on autopilot and we're paying for their mistakes.
Exactly.
This is what's happened here. Some of the people, they making it more sort of compact, but you got to give up something to get something. And
that's the deal. And that's the bottom line is you're giving up medical benefits and ancillary benefit to get your prescription drugs at a much lower cost. So it's not any more complicated than that. And sometimes it's been difficult to explain to people. Trust me, the donut hole situation was harder to explain.
Because
the platform that they built it on was just ridiculous. It was stages. It was four stages that you had to get through to get to the bottom, which was catastrophic, for which you paid very little for your drugs. You're going to get to catastrophic quickly. Now, there are some people out there, and the problem with this whole system is it's front-loaded, meaning January and February and March, you're going to pay the most for your drugs.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Well, the thing of it is, if people are not understanding what this is all about, that's why you have to give Kathy a call to be able to have her explain the situations, because 2025 is going to be somewhat unprecedented.
It's going to be a learning curve for everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. That's a new way of behaving as far as, you know, your prescription drug program, that your regimen that you've been on. It's just a new way of doing it.
If you need some answers, at least Kathy can let you know what's going on. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. That's Kathy's number. It goes through. She takes their calls. Not. It'll go through the office, whatever the case may be, but make the call.
And if when you call that 727 number, understand you cannot text me on that number because it's a voice over IP and you record a message.
Right.
Record a message and I will return the call to you if I'm not able at that time to pick up the phone. There's a lot of times I'm sitting down with somebody.
Right.
And I don't like to answer the phone when I'm, you know, focusing on talking to a person because it distracts them and I really want them to understand, you know, Medicare and all the things that I'm explaining. So leave a message and I will absolutely return the call and get back to you.
That's the best way to do it, but leave the message. Don't just hang up or whatever. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceservices.com is a website. Check that out as well. You can send an email through there if you'd like. You can listen to past programs, you know, the drill. So make sure that you leave Kathy the message so she can return your call. But the thing of it is going to be a wild 2025, and you've got until December 7th to make a plan, solidify that. And then if something comes up in January through March 31st of 2025, 2025 and you want to make a change, you can do the like-to-like change.
From January 1st to March 31st, right. That's what we call OEP, open enrollment period, OEP. And at that time, you can make another decision.
Right.
Now, during annual enrollment, which is what we're in right now, you can make as many decisions as you want. Like I had a gentleman who decided that they wanted this HMO. So I signed him up for the HMO and he called me up and he goes, you know, I changed my mind. I want the PPO.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's all right. You can do whatever you want during AEP. It's the last one in that wins.
It is the last one that wins.
Last one that wins. So I was able to make that change for him.
Now, is it difficult from the HMO to the PPO? Is there a lot of complications or things change as far as what the plan has to offer?
Yeah. You know, there's been some movement within the PPO plans. And the reason why is because with an HMO, they pretty much have a lot of control over you. You have to choose a primary care doctor. That primary care doctor then has to refer you to specialists and make sure they get the authorizations and all the things. It's pretty controlled.
Right.
Within the PPO world, you can make your own specialist appointments by choosing specialists that are in the network. And you look that up and find out if your doctor's in the network. And then you can call and make your own appointments. You don't need to be referred. Understand, PPOs are much more expensive for the plans to administer because they don't have control over you.
Right.
You can go to like more expensive specialists that they don't have agreements with, et cetera, and you can go. So I've seen as far as the pressure to rein in benefits have been focused more on the PPOs. There's been a couple of companies in a couple of counties that just pulled them right out. They're gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Said adios.
Adios. And that's PPOs only. They kept their HMOs, but they took their PPOs right off the market.
Wow.
So there's been a lot of letters that have gone out and a lot of people have gotten them. Their letters they'll be getting will be either from a doctor's office saying we no longer will be accepting
your plan.
They'll be from the plan saying that we don't no longer be offering that plan in 2025. These are letters that are going to be going out. So I've seen a lot of these letters and I've seen a lot of those folks in my office because
I bet you have.
They got the letter that says, you know, I'm not going to accept this any longer, or they've got the letter saying we're not going to be able to offer this plan any longer. And when they have that letter, please come and see me because there is an alternative. There's still PPOs out there that are good, that have really good copays, but PPOs don't typically offer a lot of the frills, like getting your money back, even though there is one that does that, getting your Part B refunded over the counter. They get a little, but they don't get as much as HMOs get. And other ancillary benefits that are available under HMOs typically are less or non-existent than PPOs, just simply because of the freedom issue. Under PPO, you have more freedom. You can go where you want to go. Under an HMO, you have to stay within the system.
Well, again, if you're not sure what you want, you're happy with what you have, you know, you need some answers, Kathy will be able to help you out with that, 727-735-2337, because it will be a unique year in the Medicare world. But this is what Kathy does, and she'll be able to give you the answers and ideas to what you can do if something, your doctor's not going to be taking your plan anymore or whatever. Don't get excited yet, because there's always other options.
There's always better options. And all of the plans, I guess, no doubt, have pulled back. But still, Florida has the best plans, I think, in the entire United States as far as benefits are concerned. Florida still is, I got to say, number one, because I do help people in other states.
Right.
I help people who are my clients who moved to other states, and I help them research there. Even though I'm not licensed in their
right.
state,
you just tell them to
I
find
help
somebody.
Them find something. And I'm finding, yeah, they can't come close to marrying these benefits. They can't.
See, people, that's another story, too. You know, depending on your postal code where you live, because it just amazes me that they go by certain criteria. But if you decide you're going to move, you're going to have to make changes, provided you move out of the zip code you're in, moving out of the county you're in. Maybe you're coming up on 65. You need some answers. What's going to happen? You know, this, that, and everything else. That's where Kathy's good for, because she'll be able to give you all the ins and outs. It can get complicated at times. And with the new changes coming up for 2025 and not all the goodies coming your way.
Some, so, just not as much as it was
right,
before.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be there for a lot of people to be able to see what's available. And again, if you've got a coming up on your 65th birthday, give yourself 3 to 4 months in advance to file, to get put on the rolls, if you will, if you're 65. For Medicare, that's all depending on what your situation is like. You don't have to, but you can just get some answers on that if you'd like. But if you are going to be going on the Medicare roll, you have to try to get that started within 3 to 4 months of that 65th birthday. And, you know, a lot of people are probably wondering, like, Jesus, this is going to be a mess. Now, they're talking about 2.5 COLA.
That's what we're hearing.
Okay.
We're hearing 2.5, wherever they came up with 2.5% inflation. I don't know, because I've seen it way higher than that. That's insane.
It is insane.
It really is. It is insane. So here's the deal.
Listen to this.
When, if they're going to give you 2.5% COLA increase, that's what we're hearing. But they're also going to raise the Part B premium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not set in stone yet, so I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we're hearing around 185-ish, around there. It might be a little more, could be a little less, but I doubt it's going to be a little less. But it's going to go up. Pretty much, they're going to, like, give you $10 and take back $8. That's the way to look at it.
We're at right now, what, 174.70?
174.70 is currently where we're at.
Right.
Yeah. And that's standard. Understand there's people who pay more.
Oh,
because
yes.
It's based on their income.
Right.
And usually how people fall into that trap is not because their income is always higher. Maybe they sold a piece of property and they took that as income in a year. And then what happens is that then they qualify in that year for IRMA. They have to pay that increased IRMA rate for 2 years before it's reassessed again and then maybe brought back down to standard rate. But standard rate's 174.70. There's a chart actually on Medicare.gov that tells you exactly at what income levels you're going to pay what.
Right.
But always tell people, you know, if something like that happens, you have an event, you sell a piece of property, whatever, talk to your accountant. There's ways of handling that that you can avoid having to pay IRMA for 2 years. That can be quite pricey.
It can be quite pricey. We've talked about this in the past. Like, you know, if you happen to hit a lottery, if it's a chunk, same thing, 2 years.
Well, I mean, typically you're going to take that over a period of time, or if you do lump sum, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Heck, at my age,
I'll chunk it. Yeah.
I'll chunk it. I'll take the whole thing, you know,
right
for the thing, but then you're going to get.
You're going to get IRMA. Oh, yeah. You're getting IRMA'd. Absolutely.
Well,
that's
true.
It's IRMA stands for Income Related Monetary Adjustment.
Right.
So they means test your Medicare. And it also applies to your Part D plan as well. They means test it, and you would have to pay more of a premium to Medicare. A lot of people will say to me, but I already pay for my health care plan. A lot of the health care plans, which are Medicare Advantage, have a zero premium.
Mm-hmm.
What you're paying is Medicare, and everybody has to pay Medicare. Whether you pay it yourself, if it's paid by the state because you're low income and you have Medicaid, whether it's paid by your health care plan, somebody pays it.
Right.
There's no getting around it. Somebody pays Medicare for you, for your Medicare benefits. Could be you, could be the state, could be the plan you're on.
You know,
but somebody pays.
And the thing of it is, and this is what you're sure about, you know, you're coming up on the 65 and such. Now, I just had to mail for my Part B since I'm not collecting social yet.
Right.
It's going to overlap into the new year. They'll
okay.
send me an adjustment. But I'm also going to start collecting at 66 and 8.
Here's something that Social Security does so efficiently.
Okay.
Is Medicare and Social Security works together. So even though you're sending in a check to Medicare currently, as soon as you get that first Social Security check, they automatically draft it. And I've never seen it fail. They'll draft it out of your Social Security check. That's an efficient operation. They get their money so efficiently, it's unbelievable.
That'll adjust mine on the difference because I've already...
difference.
Yeah, right, and which... Obviously,
they're going to mail you a check if you overpaid, because I know that to be a fact. I've seen it happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, because Kathy's going to help me with this thing again as well, because I tried doing this thing, and it shows you how stupid I am trying to figure this thing out on the line. SSA.gov thing, and I'm going, I didn't know I had to go through 20 million hoops, and I had a problem with this because I this didn't make sense because Kathy said to do the drop list, you're going to start collecting at full retirement age, which is 66 and 8 months in my case, which should be about December or maybe beginning of January, and it just didn't, something didn't compute right at all in there, so I got
to use acronyms, FRA, full retirement age. I mean, that's what you choose. Because that way it's their calculation, not yours, as to when you're at full retirement age and you don't want to take it early. Because then you'll get the full amount
right
that you're entitled to at full retirement age.
And that's the thing. And then they'll adjust your Part B, or your Part B thing. That'll be adjusted, especially for coming up on 2025. So then you just don't have to worry about nothing.
No, it's automatic. They're, like I said, they're very efficient at getting their money. It's unbelievable.
Well, and the thing of it is, and if you're confused or if you need some answers, stuff like this is what Kathy does. That's why, plus also certain plans, what you're looking at, that's why she is an independent insurance agent. She gets certified by a lot of companies for what they have, the products that they have to offer. Kathy's got to go through every company that she represents. She has to go through certification. It yes. ain't easy. It's not fun.
No, but I mean, it's so much easier if you just work for one company as your captive agent because you have one certification to do per year, and that's easy peasy for them.
Right.
They only represent one company. But I can't do that because I want to represent every company that my clients.
Were you always independent?
Yes, I was always independent.
See? And that's a lot of work.
I've never been captive.
Yeah, see, and that's why Kathy has a lot of clients and stuff because she just gives you the options as to what plans are available. And not being captive, she can only offer you one if she was. But here she's got different plans that are available for you. What your neighbor has, we always say this, what your neighbor has may not be suitable for you. As much as you maybe like to have something like that, it doesn't work that way. So she'll be able to give you plans that are available, and you get to pick which one you would want because that's the way it goes. That's why being an independent agent, she can do that for you. Also, too, if you're not sure, she'll be able to sit down with you. What's your lifestyle like? What kind of medications you want? It's a plethora of questions that you'll be asked. So,
yeah, everyone has to come with a list. I mean, give me a list of your prescription drugs so I can run the numbers.
Right.
And let me look up your doctors and make sure that they all fit. I mean, if you have one doctor that won't take a plan and you want that plan, understand you might have to give up that doctor. So.
And
I want you to know that. I mean, I want to be upfront with that.
The bad part of this is that it's a shame that sometimes some of these doctors, and they can bail out anytime they feel like it. And that's the bad part because nothing would be worse maybe April or May. All of a sudden, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens every year.
And it happens.
Yeah, it does.
I can imagine the calls you get. Oh, my God, my doctor bailed. Well, unfortunately, you're stuck because there's no changes. Now, if it happens between January 1st and March 31st, then you can talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, in this state, the one good thing about having all these storms, because there isn't a whole lot of good things that happen with these storms, but if there's a state of emergency, then like the governor will open it up for people who are in Medicare to make a decision, another decision based on what they call a special election period based on the storms.
Oh, really?
So
they can do that.
This is going to be one of them years.
Yeah.
Because we've had
some doozies.
So we've had some doozies. Really bad storms.
But again, if you need some information and you need some answers, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337, kecinsuranceservices.com. You can meet at her office, which is at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers and Guido's Pizza, Forest Oaks Boulevard, Highway 19, your house, whatever is convenient, you can find out what's going on. Go to the office. It's nice. You got a nice office in there. Beautiful. Okay. So, make a call if you need some answer, 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do this again in two.
See you in two, JR. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.